Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart and probably yours too. Self-compassion. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? You know, beating yourself up for every little mistake, every perceived flaw? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, self-compassion isn't weakness, it's actually a superpower, a Stoic superpower. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism, aren't they all about being tough as nails, Stoic rocks? Absolutely. But even those unyielding pillars of wisdom understood that a healthy dose of self-love is essential. Think of it this way. If you wouldn't tear into your best friend for messing up, why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Self-compassion isn't about coddling ourselves, it's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a loved one. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us cultivate that inner warrior of self-love. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all make mistakes, stumble, and fall flat on our faces sometimes. It's part of the human experience. Embracing this truth is crucial for self-compassion. Remember those epic failures you hear about in history books? They weren't overnight successes, they were built on countless missteps and learning curves. You're not alone in your imperfections, so don't beat yourself up over them. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our inner critic gets louder when we're stressed or anxious? That's because our mind is racing, jumping to conclusions, and fueling negativity. Mindfulness practices like meditation or deep breathing can help us calm the mental storm and become more aware of those negative thought patterns. 3. Challenge your inner critic. When you catch yourself saying something harsh to yourself, ask, "Would I say this to a friend?" Usually the answer is no. So why do we subject ourselves to such negativity? Challenge those critical thoughts with evidence and compassion. Remember, your inner critic is often based on fear and insecurity, not facts. 4. Focus on your strengths. We're all unique individuals with different talents and abilities. Take some time to identify your strengths and celebrate them. This can help boost your self-esteem and remind you that you have a lot to offer the world. Don't be afraid to share your gifts with others, it benefits everyone. 5. Practice gratitude. A grateful heart is a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a moment each day to reflect on things you're thankful for, big or small. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or the laughter of loved ones. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. Now let me paint you a picture. You're prepping for a big presentation at work and nerves are getting the best of you. That inner critic starts whispering doubts, reminding you of past failures. You're not good enough, it taunts. They'll laugh at you. But hold on. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, imagine yourself practicing self-compassion. You acknowledge your nerves, it's normal to feel anxious before a big event. Then, you remind yourself of past successes, focusing on the skills and knowledge you've gained. You practice deep breaths to calm your racing heart and visualize yourself confidently delivering a fantastic presentation. With self-compassion as your guide, you step onto that stage feeling empowered and ready to shine. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and respect, starting with the most important person in your life, yourself. So, what will you do today to practice a little more self-love? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who support each other on this journey to emotional strength. And until next time, keep stoic and kind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.